Life's biggest decisions usually come down to the numbers. At the University of Memphis Global, we have 20 years of experience offering quality online education. You can choose from more than 100 online graduate and undergraduate programs. We are ranked the number one online college in Tennessee and top five in the Mid-South. We have just one focus, you. We give you the path to a better future, and it's 100% online. Learn more at uofmglobal.memphis.edu.
Tired of broken street glass, not getting no ass unless the baby sleep. But even then seems like we're trying to creep. Tired of paying taxes, sending emails and faxes. Tired of crooked cops, tired of black folk complaining that crime don't stop. I wanna go to a place where lovers go, do the things that lovers do. No stress, a sweet caress from me to you. I wanna do the things we used to do, say the things we used to say, just like that. Every day, all day.
Jump in a taxi cab, pack a bag and get away from here. Far away from here, far away from here, far away from here.
Just jump in a taxi cab, pack a bag and get away from here.
Tired of a waitress, tired of undeserved fame, tired of watching something on the TV doing
nothing.
I'd rather be looking at you. I'd rather be laying with you. And I don't want to forget all the love we captured the day we met. I want to go to a place where lovers go, do the things that lovers do. No stress, though, a sweet caress from me to you. I want to do the things we used to do, say the things we used to say, just late. Every day, all day,
far away from here.
Oh yeah, we most definitely want to get far, 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 far away from here. Oh man, and we want to get sometimes get far away from some of these crazy ass people that's in the world. I don't give a damn if they black, white, turquoise, yellow, or green. Sometimes I just want to get far, far away. Oh yeah, welcome in one more time, y'all, to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house right here. Most definitely up in this house indeed. Yeah man, right now I'm broadcasting right here, recording right here on official podcasting site, that is talkshoe.com. come and check us out right here on talkshoe.com, and I will be uploading it later to Blog Talk right after this, right after this. Well. Oh yeah, I got one for y'all right here today. I got one right here for y'all, man. Well, first of all, if y'all don't know who I am, let me say this here. I am Brother Ariyah Yisrael. Ariyah Yisrael. Y'all say Israel. Yeah, right up in this house. Also known to you as Brother Sunray 9. Brother Sunray 9 up in this house, a.k.a. Sunray 9 up in this house. Coming in here to let my rays of light shine down on you. But today I want to get something right here, man. Kind of going back off of, like some people say, veggie backing, not piggy backing, because I don't do the pig, but veggie backing somewhat off of Friday night show that we done on Friday night. You know, is Culture Freedom, I got something here. I got a question. Is Culture Freedom Radio a fake black nationalist podcast? I'm asking this question, y'all. I'm asked this question and I'm going to answer it my damn self. I'm going to ask my own question. I'm going to ask the question and I'm going to respond to it myself. I know it's like talking to myself, but there were some things that were thrown out that this question seemed to be that was targeted at us about that. So let's get it. Is Culture Freedom Radio a fake Black Nationalist Podcast. And on Friday night show, we had a caller who say he went by the name of Warren, right? And he called in and he made some statements because we was playing some stuff about Judge Joe Brown. And he was saying some things about Judge Joe Brown. Judge Joe Brown can defend himself. I don't have to defend Judge Joe Brown's statements and things of this nature. But he brought out some things, Warren. After that, he started mentioning something about Donald Trump. And about Donald Trump being a racist. So y'all know me, that they've been listening to Culture Freedom. I asked a question since he brought that out. I just want to know, because what did Donald Trump, you know, say, or not necessarily say, but what policy did he pass? What did he put into law that when he was in office and even affecting us right to this very moment that is affecting Black people as a whole, so-called Black people in America, African Americans, whatever title we like to be called, is affecting us because of some policy that he put into play, which is affecting us, right? And then I would truly say, because, you know, any other thing, because we know we back in the days, right? We're not asked that question because we know there was racists who put policies into play dealing with law. That's when you really see the real racism, because they made what? Slavery legal in America. So that's racism. We know that was racist because they target us as a so-called Black people. Jim Crow, we know damn well that was a racist policy. The Black Code, so-called Black Codes, we know that was something that was put into law that affected our ancestors, of so-called Black people. So that's why I ask these questions. When you say something about, especially a politician who has the power and ability, well, I said maybe even an ability, with their racist asses, they can be able to hurt Black people like those people in the past did, like I said, with Jim Crow's, with slavery in America, first of all, and chattel slavery, Jim Crow's, and all of these things that they did, segregational laws, all of this stuff that they did by law, right? Political law. I just asked a question. Because you want, when you see, because listen here, I'm not one of those Black, so-called Black people or persons, right? Just want to run out here anyway. And I've done it. I've been there. So by me having the knowledge now to like looking at things and quit running with everything people want to tell us, I have to start asking questions. If you make a statement about something, I can ask a question to get some clarity. Can I? If you tell me something, can I not ask you the question to get clarity? Not saying just because I ask you the question, it don't mean I'm disagreeing with you. I just need a little more confirmation, right? So when I even asked his brother that question, Warren, I wanted just some clarity. I just can't ride with you because of what you said, because we know CNN and all of those other people said it. And that's what you just, as you talked about talking points of the right, people seem to be making, so-called Black shows seem to be making talking points of the right. I just wanted to see what evidence did you have? That's it. But you seem to have been doing the same old stuff, espousing leftist progressive talking points by even saying that he's a racist himself. That's all. But like I said, if you wanted to know, and I'm not trying to, and this is damn it, no means by taking up for Donald Trump. And I ain't got to prove that shit to y'all, because a lot of y'all have been listening to the show. Y'all know my goddamn stance. So it's just about Warren. He just want to say this for him. So my thing here again is because he made some statements about a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio seem to be, I guess, like front podcasts, and they slick conservative podcasts or a Donald Trump for Donald Trump and all of this stuff like this here. And then he kind of mentioned Culture Freedom Radio, our logo. It was red, black, and green. Now I had it red, black, and green one time. I took it down, went back to our original brownish that Brother Eric and I had, CFR. When we say we the real, we the black CFR, you know, how they talked about Council on Foreign Religion, Council on Foreign Relations, I'm sorry. And then we used to have this CFR, the brown logo within there. So, and I took that down one time and I put it back to red, black, and green. But you know what Warren made me think, though? Thank you, Warren. I took it back down after that, a little bit after that conversation, because I'm going to get into that. So I'm going to get into that. I took it back and went back to our original because, you know, I'm not espousing anymore somewhat of what you would say red, black, and green. So I'm glad you said that. Yeah. So I took that down. I took that down. Not because, not just because I'm saying we're faking because we just ran under it as the run under front group for Trump. No, I'm not running under that banner of red, black, and green because it doesn't have the originality. It doesn't really have any more the red, black, and green as Brother Marcus Mazan Garvey originated. That's why we mentioned even on the show that you see now, you see LGBT them and all of them out there with red, black, and green alongside of that rainbow flag. So it don't have the I'm trying to get this word out, y'all. I can't get the one of the Jesse Jackson words out I want to say right now. And even in that, the movement, that so-called movement, have been watered down, died down a long time ago. Black nationalists, that movement seemed to be somewhat, I will say, eradicated, or it's just been incarcerated, damn near, really. Otherwise, see, Black Lives Matter was mostly orchestrated and ran by so-called Europeans. We'll get into some stuff for you, Warren. I want to set the record straight for you today. This is Brother Ariad again speaking. Justice is not here today. The left brother, the brother on the left, is not here. And that's what you didn't understand. You didn't want to hear a goddamn thing from what Justice, who was telling you. You want to say, well, this is a front group for Trump. But then, goddamn, you had a brother who's telling you that he thinks like the left, or he just say he's the left side. And we just be joking a lot of times with this left and right thing, y'all. You know, just being just as how we did. Y'all know we had our battles a long time ago. That's why the brother's still there, because we just looked at it and like, we got that shit out of the way, man. That's why the brother, even he was a co-host on here. So we know we just be joking around, bullshitting about that, because whether, like the brother was saying, no matter who you voted for, man, at the end of the day, that's just the policies that you're voting for, even if you believe in voting. But the one thing and that we do have in common is black people. And when we say black people, like when we get to talking about other stuff, we put the politics aside. Y'all see that shit, right? What would we do? We be talking about the crime. The crime in the black community, because that's plaguing that brother in Philadelphia, that's plaguing us down here in Memphis. So we have a commonality with that, politics fucking aside with that one. That's our commonality. Now, when he go to vote and push the lever and whoever hey, that's his business. He may go to the left and do that. That's his thing. Right? I said, I'm not doing this shit no more. I'm not voting. They took my voter thing anyway. Maybe it was good. It was just telling me that I probably don't need to be in it in the first place. And it was just y'all know they've been listening. I only voted twice, right? Only twice in my lifetime. Only twice. And that's just recent because they gave me my rights back to vote. So I thought, but anyway. So is Black Culture Freedom truly a black nationalist organization, right? Are they just a front group for Donald Trump? Now, black nationalists, what is it? Just according to the meaning again of black nationalists, just look up just here, Webster's 1828 of black nationalists, right? A member of a black advocate group in the U.S., especially during the 1960s and the 1970s, that sought to empower black people financially, promote a sense of black community and identity, and a form of separate governing black nation. It says often used. No, they're just okay. They're just dealing with the noun. But let's go right here. It says in the 70s that sought to empower black people financially, promote a sense of black community and identity, and a form of separate government. Right. So here's something to you, Warren. Warren, can I call you? No, well, no, I ain't gonna do that. I would call you brother, but no, I won't even dare call you brother. Are you espousing separating from America or white society or whatever, the U.S.? Are you espousing anything of that? Black nationalists? No, you're not, because you know what? You're not, because you know why? You know why? And you tried to really dodge this question, because here it goes. Why are you trying to say somebody else is on the side, right, of voting for Donald Trump? When I asked you, even before we got into that, what is your political affiliation? Or how do you primarily vote? Oh, well, it's like primary, like everybody else. I voted for some Democratic candidates. See, that's the problem right there. When you see it like everybody else. So we talked about, you voted like the 85% to 90% of Black people in America who vote for the Democratic Party, no matter what. You just vote Democrat. You said it right. That's the problem. See, but what then you have, when you have 85% to 90%, and you may have like to 90%, you got 10%, right? Who don't. We become sellouts. We might just be independent. We might don't give a damn about it. But just say you got out of the 10% who may be 5% or 7% who may do go, because, you know, independent ain't gonna never get in the goddamn White House. Y'all know that. You can say you're independent, but you know goddamn well an independent candidate never in this country. I ain't gonna say never, because you never know what might happen. But really, when we look at it, having been and probably would never be win election as a president in this country. I'm just gonna throw that out. Now, I could be wrong. We could be wrong. It might happen. Ain't no telling what the hell they line to do later on in life, but we know. So you have maybe 7% or whatever who goes run over there and go vote for maybe, say, the Republican Party. And it's always funny that when someone's do that, right? Just say, for instance, like Candace Owens and a lot of the brothers and sisters who used to vote Democrat, right? The Democratic ticket. And then they all of a sudden said, you know what? They seen the game that was being played as Brother Malcolm. Now, hold up, y'all ain't gonna call Malcolm. Now, Malcolm didn't say he voted Republican or nothing, but he talked about them liberals, right? Said, do I need to pull that up? Do I need to pull Malcolm up? Do I need to pull the receipts up? Huh? But when Malcolm talked about the liberals, did y'all call him sellout? Is that why they killed Malcolm? Because he started talking about the goddamn liberals? Is that really the reason that they killed Brother Malcolm? Because he was talking about them goddamn liberals? May the peace and blessing be upon his soul. But we're not going to go into that with Brother Malcolm. But I'm just throwing it out at the end, because he talked about him. Did y'all get mad at the brother and kill him because of that? So, but when Malcolm talked about it, was he a sellout? So, but anyway, so people like that, Candace, when they finally wake up and say, hey, man, we realize the game that Democrats have played on our people is such and such for 50 some years and all of this stuff, and start bringing it out. All of it just, it really trips me out that Black people start on the Democratic side, they're still there, will start calling you a sellout, calling you a coon. Now, the Blacks over there on the Republican, they just went Republican, want to start saying you a sellout, you a coon. That shit tripped me out. That shit right there tripped me out. But then when I look at the policies and look at the things that's happening with the Democratic Party and how they are playing people, the games with people, I'm like, who's really the goddamn coon? Who's really the sellout? Because you look at the game that's been played for 50 some odd years, Black people have been voting on that Democratic ticket. Look what you've been getting. Look how they played you. Look how Biden has played you. Look what Hillary Clinton, all of them have said about you, have done to you and all of this shit. Look at it, man. And you still over there. So who is more of the sellout? Who is more of the sellout? Who is more of the coon? Who's more stepping, fetching it? The 80 to 90% of Black people who vote for the Democratic Party, or the 7%? Who's more of the goddamn coon in the sellouts, right? And even out of the 80 to 90%, not saying all of y'all are, you know, do it, but some people are. Now, that's not generalizing everybody who vote the Democratic ticket, right? That's not that. But some of y'all who know what the hell is going on and you still continue to do it no matter what, have people have put the information out and showing y'all the facts, and y'all look at it in fact, and y'all will probably acknowledge it in your head and in your heart, but outright you're not gonna say it, but you know goddamn well in your heart. But here we go. It's Culture Freedom. I'm going back. I'm gonna play some Malcolm too, right fast for y'all. It's Malcolm, right? It's Brother Malcolm. I mean, damn, I said Malcolm. Boy, I'm sorry, y'all. It's Culture Freedom Radio, really a black nationalist movement, a fake black nationalist movement. And I would say I don't run under that banner anymore, the red, black, and green. So that's why I really went ahead and took it down. I don't. And y'all know I've been a part of this and movement 20-some damn odd years now, believing in it and us trying to get together and do things and all of that stuff. For a mighty long time, 20 some odd years, I believed in it. I've joined organizations, black power movements, and all of these type of things I've been a part of, because I want to be a part of our upliftment and doing this and doing that. So even Culture Freedom, if y'all know Culture Freedom, how Brother Eric and I, when we talked about a lot of stuff, we always talked about fight the power, black power this, black power that. We've done all of that, man. So sometimes you got to look at it like, hey, man, okay, where is this shit really going? Okay, I spent a lot of time. We spent a lot of effort, not just even before us. This shit been going on a long time, like I said, the 60s and 70s and back in the 30s and all of this stuff, right? But where have we gotten? Where we gotten? How far have we gotten with this? So even today, in those brothers and sisters back then, they were sincere. They were doing some, they were some movers and shakers back then. There was some movers and shakers back then compared to what we are seeing now. Like, you got people like MFAX out here that's bullshitting. I've seen some the other day, one of the brothers that shot at the police and shit on the run, had where they got his ass now. A lot of those ignorant ass shit that these so-called I don't want to say fake revolution. They ain't gonna call the people, but all these goddamn actors who's acting out like they want to be real revolutionaries and ain't got no change for black folks, not on a real level, no change for black people. You can say what the fuck you want and you can scream and holler what you want, but I'm gonna tell y'all, even y'all say y'all don't get in the shit politically, but how do y'all think those laws came into it? Okay, what was Jim Crow? It was a law, wasn't it? They hurt our people and they affected us as a people politically. How do y'all fucking think laws get passed in this country? Through the political system. The political system somewhat. So even if you're talking about freedom, even when y'all talking about getting reparation, how you think you're gonna get that reparation? You just ain't gonna walk up to white folks and say, give me my goddamn money you owe me. That don't happen like that. How do you expect to get your reparation? Right? Politics. When people were jumping up cheerleading and shit because they thought they was going to get to some reparation, they finally talking about reparation. What were they talking about it at? They was talking about it at the Capitol building. They was talking about it through the Congress, and it has to go through the Senate. These are politicians. So even if you said fuck politics, how you going to get your money? How are you going to get your reparations? It's going to have to be done politically, baby. It's going to have to be done politically. Huh? Politics. Politics. So anyway, Culture Freedom. No, we talked about hell. Like y'all, if you hear the show, we always talk about what's happening. We always about, and then maybe y'all, we all always been down on black folks. Always talking about what black folk doing each other. Hey man, that's where the fuck we live at. And that's who we live amongst, our people who hurting each other. So y'all take the point that when black people seem to be bringing out issues and problems, that is what is happening to us, and start saying, hey man, it always talk about race first, right? They said race first. It ain't race first about when you need to like support black businesses. You black and you need to support a black business. Black race first goes beyond that, right? If we are the ones who are hurting each other on a major scale more than anybody, right? We need to deal with that. That need to be race first. Let's deal with our problems first. Why the hell I look like as a so-called black person having all of these, we having all of these issues in our community. And then like they talking about immigration and all the Hispanic brothers and sisters trying to come into the country. But I'm more worried about what was happening at them getting shut down at the border, their children getting, stopped and put into concentration camps, whatever they might call it, immigration camps. We looking down there trying to worry about them. And then we up here having all these goddamn problems in our community. That's race first. Race first is dealing with our problems first. Right. Should I not be concerned about my brothers and sisters out here that's hurting and harming each other? Should I not, if I say I'm black myself, if we use this terminology black now, this is a terminology we use in general conversation, right? Don't we say, wasn't it said that am I not my brother's keeper, my brother's and my sister's keeper? So I should be looking out for the betterment of them. So if you want to say Culture Freedom is a front group for Trump, fine. Say what you will. My mama always told me, boy, you know how you say it. Boy, let me tell you something. It don't make no difference what people call you. You know what you are. They can call you out your name all you want. You know who you are. It don't make no difference. I've heard some other people say even say that it don't make no difference what they call you. They can call you what they want as long as you don't answer to it. It didn't go like that. It don't make no difference what they call to. What matter is not what. Now, I'm trying to get it, y'all. It's not what they call you. It's what you answer to. There it go. It don't matter what they call you. It's whatever you answer to. So if you know you not, right, you ain't no black ass thug. They can put whatever label they want on you. You know you not that. See, when you start acting that out, then that's what you are. My sisters, you start acting like you a B and a H and all of these things. And that thought, you start acting that out. Then that's what you are. Like I said, mama, them home training. Y'all always tell y'all about home training. Well, let's get back into remember that, right? Just because they call you that, that's not what you are. So I don't give a goddamn what Warren perceive us to be. He can perceive Culture Freedom to be whatever the fuck he really want us to be. But at the end of the day, our actions will show other than that. I don't give a fuck. Because, see, some people will put labels on you. They put the labels on you all they want. They can mislabel you all they want. You can take a Chevrolet. You could take a Chevrolet and take a emblem off of Ford and put it on the goddamn Chevrolet. Is that car Ford? I mean, is that car Ford or is it a Chevrolet? Just because somebody put all Ford labels and emblems off of it, right? What is it? What truly is it? What truly is the body? What truly did the manufacturing company that it come from? Even though the label is on there from Ford, what is it though? It's a goddamn Chevrolet. And it runs like a Chevrolet. So I don't matter. It don't matter what the hell whatever his name, Warren perceive us as. Because see, one thing about Warren is he's really on a Democratic plantation himself. And he's mad because brothers like myself see the game. And he's mad that he's scared to run off the plantation. But he see me just out there on the other side of the field, just lotted dotted drinking my goddamn tea, just as free as fucking can be. I ain't worried about that bullshit. Cause when a dude try to come to me, tell me where your freedom papers and so, I'm like, fuck you. I don't need your freedom papers. I ain't your motherfucking slave. That's what he's mad because we won't stay back with him. On the Democratic plantation. That's what he mad about. That's what he mad about. And see, even if a goddamn so-called white man, right, tell you, hey, black folks, hey, may come and tell you, hey, you know, like they said, let's take Juneteenth thing again, what Judge Joe Brown said, and I know they don't want to hear what Judge Joe Brown said. Let's take it for instance, right? Black folks been trying to tell you, hey man, this is the way out of here. I don't want to hear that. But here's a white dude or so-called Europeans, hey, y'all know they treating y'all wrong over there. Slicks treating you wrong. You know they treating you wrong. They bullshitting you over there, right? They treating y'all like slaves. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He white just like them. He lying. He's lying. He's a racist. He's the racist itself. Yeah, you might have saw me sipping on with tea on the front porch with him. I'm trying to tell you the game. I don't like the motherfucker either. I don't like his punk ass either. That's why I'm trying to tell y'all what he's doing to y'all. I'm trying to tell you he's getting ready to hurt y'all. I'm trying to help you get free. Yes, you saw me sipping tea with him, eating biscuits and shit with him. I'm talking about just like the other whites with the other white. But listen, what he's hurting y'all. Get your ass off of this plantation. And there's the road right there to go. I'm telling you, take it tonight. Get your ass on that road and get out of here. You're not going to listen because he's white too. He's just like that other slave master because he's the same skin complexion as we say. You ain't going to listen to him because he looked just like him. But he's trying to tell you the game because he know the game. Because why? And that's why we talk about even with Trump, when there's a lot of things that he hung out with the Clintons. Who the fuck? Why wouldn't he not know how they crooked they are? He hung out with the motherfuckers. He sponsored them one time in a campaign, Hillary them, right? So why wouldn't he not know the bullshit they doing? And he's just pulling you up on the game. Hey, you know they bullshitting y'all, dog. What? If I seen a motherfucker hanging out with a motherfucker, another crook, and he trying to tell, hey, man, that motherfucker ain't no good, bro. For real, dog. You know, I used to see y'all hanging out together, bro. What's up? Why you telling me this? Man, that motherfucker, bro. I was just trying to get my cheese or whatever, man. It was just business with me. Just like white people deal with us all the time. They hire you on their business. They hire you on their job, but they can't stand your motherfucking ass. But they deal with you long enough to let you work for them and just business. It's business. They'll tell you, man, well, you know what, brother? You know, I might not like your black ass either, but I'm at least tell you, hey, that motherfucker, that really ain't no good. But no, Culture Freedom is not a fake black nationalist group. Black nationalists have been faked out right now. So ain't nobody really a so-called black. Y'all don't even hear that word no more. Y'all don't even hear nobody even espousing to be a black nationalist no more, do you? So why would we be a fake one when ain't nobody else claiming to be real? Anybody else claiming it? Why the hell gotta be that Culture Freedom? Because we got the red, black, and green. We gotta be fake. We gotta be a front group for Trump. Why ain't got? We gotta fake a motherfucking thing. Y'all excuse my French, elders, or my English. You gotta front for be a motherfucking thing. Y'all people who have listened to the show, they heard me say how I fucking feel about it. They heard me say how I ain't got a front for shit. And this is no, it's not a front group. Culture Freedom has been what we have been for the onslaught since Brother Eric and I talked about it. I mean, we started this thing. We've been on one path, one way, and we kept researching and looking. We digging into it, and we find out like, man, okay, hey, this full of shit over here, and we gone, boom, get on out of here. So we tell y'all, you know, that's why I come and tell y'all about certain things I might get into. It's, hey, man, this shit ain't what it really is, brothers and sisters. You know, yada 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 yada. Beware. But it's awfully funny now. Again, when you they not gonna tell you and espouse anything from that fucking Democratic Party. I bet you Warren. He said he had a show. He had a show, right? I bet you go on that show. I bet you. If you listen to that show, I bet he's Democratic. He his ass off. He kissing so much Joe Biden Democratic Party ass is ridiculous. I bet you he is. I bet you. Now, who's what since we got to be undercover hiding for Trump And now he said Trump gone, but he sure brought the shit up a lot. And he seemed to be agitated about it. Who's outright party that he's espousing on his fucking show? Since Culture Freedom got to be hiding, be a front for Trump. But his show probably all out in the opening Democrat liberal radio show. Proud of it. All his fucking teeth be grinning, skinning and grinning over there. Yes, a Bowser. Yes, a Master. Yes, a Bowser Biden. Yo, yes, a Master Biden. We happy as you won the goddamn election, Master. Huh? We sure's happy Biden won. We ain't got so old Trump in there. And Biden ain't did shit for y'all yet. He ain't did a fucking thing yet for you. Oh, yes, he did. They faked y'all ass out with Juneteenth holiday. So you keep on getting faked out and happy as a mother sucker, but, you know, you never realize.
Stop playing.
Uh-oh. Never realizing again how you keep on getting played time and time again. But you don't give a shit. Oh, you don't give a damn. I'm sorry, y'all, sounding so harsh. But you don't give a damn because you happy being in a party, at a party, in a party, and at a party where you can't really sit down. They won't serve you properly. They get the good hors d'oeuvre. They give you some old sloppy shit they made up, some soy product hors d'oeuvre. They give you that. You just so happy you at the party, and that's the liberal. A Democratic Party, I should say, whether you're a liberal, progressive, or a hard leftist, or right leftist, Democrat, you just happy to be at the Democratic Party. You don't give a shit. They got you out there parking cars. You don't give a damn. You just happy to be at the Democratic Party. But when you got a black person to stand up and say, hey, man, I ain't damn that party. I'm not playing with them, man. I'm not down with that. Listen here, you invited me to party. You didn't tell me I had to serve hors d'oeuvre. You didn't tell me I had to be the coat boy at the door. You didn't tell me I had to grab the hat. I didn't come here to be in this party to be your slave. I thought this was a freedom party. Huh? What the hell am I out here slaving for? Working for nothing for? Thought I was going to be able to come in here and play me some, give me some Al Green for the good times and get on down and party. Huh? But no, you coming as a servant. But you know what? You don't give a damn. You're happy. You at the party. Let's hear a little Malcolm right fast.
White liberals who have posed as our friends. White liberals who have been eager to point out what the white man in the South has been doing to us while they themselves here in the North are doing the same thing. They have been making a great fuss over the South, only to blind us to what is happening here in the North. And now that the eyes of America's 20 million blacks can easily see that this white fox here in the North is even more cruel and vicious than the white wolf in the South. The Southern wolves always let you know where you stand. But these Northern foxes, both as white liberals, they pose as your friend, pose as your benefactor, pose as your employer, they pose as your landlord, they pose as the neighborhood merchant, they pose as your lawyer trying to help you. They infiltrate all your organizations, and in this manner, by joining you, they strangle your militant efforts toward freedom.
Hold, let's back up. They join you with Black Lives Matter. They out there got signs, huh? Black Lives Matter. All so-called Europeans at a rally got black shirts on with white writing saying Black Lives Matter. Got the hat on. They got the shirt on. They got the flags flying along with the rainbow flag. They got a Black Lives Matter flag or banner. Out there, and you ain't there, but they hollering Black Lives Matter. And who are they? Huh? We know goddamn well it wasn't no conservatives out there. We know goddamn well it wasn't no conservatives out there. Who was it that was in your neighborhood, your community, burning down your already financially struggling and deprived communities? Huh? Who were they? Who were they? Was it the conservative? Was it the red hats? Make America Great Again by Burning It Down? Huh? Who was it, y'all? Who was it? Those fascists, Antifa, they call themselves anti-fascists, but we really know who they are. These anarchists, that's the word I'm looking for. These anarchists, where are they at today? Where are they? What are the noise that they are today, right? They don't need him no more because they got their man into the White House. Huh? They use all the schemes and the plans. They brought out all the tricks of the trade. And they surely use you with racism. That's why we asked Warren, show us something. Don't come telling me that bullshit. See, I played the game for too many long for so long. I get my words right, y'all. I played the game for so long. I went along with the shenanigans. I went along with the charade. Didn't know no better, y'all. See, once you know better, right? See, you would listen to stuff, right? And go along with it when you don't know the questions to ask. So you just got to go along with it. You don't know. You don't know. You lost. So if I'm lost and you just start pointing is in that direction, I don't know. I'm lost. I don't know. If I did know, I wouldn't ask you. If I'd have known in the right direction to go in, I wouldn't ask you. So you point that way. Okay. I know he know what he's talking about. So I'm going to go that way. But if I got a little inkling of an idea and you start saying, I'm like, no, well, according to this GPS, I don't think he know what hell he's talking about. He may be wrong on this. Let me further check this out. Right. And that's what a lot of us have done. See, we have had the charades played on a lot of us so long, and a lot of us have woken up. And when we talk about stay woke to what? What the fuck are you already woke? What if you got to stay woke? That mean you got to be already woke, awakened. Huh? So a lot of us are truly awakened. We know the game that has been played on us. So we are woke. We are looking at it. What's going on? So they talk about conscious. Conscious mean to be what? Aware. Aware of what? What are you conscious of? Right? What is it just that you are conscious of? So a lot of the stuff that we are conscious of, a lot of y'all don't want us to be conscious of. So you're trying to put our asses back to sleep. You don't want us to be woke. You want us to be fucking sleep because we ain't going along with the program like you are. Right? We ain't going along with the program like you are. I hate them woke niggas. He ain't conscious like I'm conscious. His consciousness don't count. Even though he see what's happening, but his consciousness ain't count. He ain't real conscious. He ain't truly woke. But let's go back and get back into Malcolm right fast, y'all. Malcolm said they join in with you and all of that stuff, man. Just what they do. They play like they're your lawyer, your everything, your serious benefactor. As the Holy Quran said, he come as your serious benefactor. Huh? Posing as your serious benefactor, only to do what? Deceive you, to take you down, as even like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, to take you to hell with them. They befriend you, come as your serious advisor, come as a friend, say they're a friend unto you, just to do what? Take you to hell with them.
Trying to help you. They infiltrate all your organizations, and in this manner, by joining you, they strangle your militant efforts toward freedom, toward justice, and toward equality. They use integration for infiltration.
And that's right. Let me back there one more time. Come on, Brother Malcolm. I'm sorry, Brother Malcolm, because you hitting them, Malcolm. You hitting them, Brother Malcolm. That's what they've done. Listen, look how they infiltrated you, man. They took over your black nationalists. They white folks out there with the black power fist. They took over the black so-called black nationalist movement to strangle it out. Like you said, to strangle it out. Now you don't even hear nobody talking about black power, brother. They look, y'all remember? Oh, man. Come on, Brother Sunray. Come on, man. It got to the point. Negroes was, I remember, man. Because I've been a part of it. They scared to say fucking black power now. They just want to holler power. Whoa, it ain't black power no more. They holler power because they got scared, y'all. They scared them Negroes with the thing talking about black nationalist, what's it called, a black extremist identity, identities, whatever the hell they was called. So they got so damn scared, they scared to holler black power. They start hollering power. Woo, took the black off of it, y'all. They scared them. But then they took it over. Then it, I know y'all will say, well, it happened under Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions was a sure enough racist bastard. That's why y'all even see Trump got rid of his ass in the first place. But all of them, yeah, they was truly bastards. He had some devious mother suckers around him. That's true indeed. But anyway, hey, what they say, keep your enemies close and your friends near. I mean, what, keep your friends, what, your friends close and your enemy near? Some shit like that, y'all. I ain't fucking with neither. I ain't fucking around with no enemies like that, y'all. I don't need them near me. But I know a lot of them in my midst. I know it, y'all. So anyway, they ain't that intentional. I don't want them there, but I know they there. But Malcolm was saying how they infiltrate, man, and they'll strangle your organization. You look at these organizations today, they are strangled because you love it. Now they coming to you with this false sense of racial equality. Right. They come in with this false sense of racial equality and you falling for it hook, line and sinker. The same people who didn't want you to be free telling you that, hey, man, these little people bamboozling you. They the ones who did this, you know, because listen, they don't want the blame to be put on them anymore. So they got to come like he's the one did that. Like, you know, I had a game we used to play, man. You smack somebody. It's two of y'all walking. You got to let homie in the middle and you reach over, smack him in the side of the head. Like you might you on his right hand side. Right. But you smack him in his left ear. So he think the brother on the left side, the one hit him in the ear. And all the time it was you on the right hit him in the ear. So he get in and push the brother on his left. That's what they doing. That's what they doing. The left is smacking the right ear. It was the mother sucker on the left who was the one that hit you. Oh, man. Come on, Aria. Come on. Come on. Come on.
For infiltration throughout America. Here in the North as well as the South, masses of black people are demonstrating against the oppression and exploitation of the white man. Our people have lost all fear of the white man. They have ceased trying to waste their love on the white man. And they have ceased turning their nonviolent cheek to the violent white man. And because of this new, fearless, more militant attitude on the part of our people, we see the increase of violence and bloodshed between the white oppressor and the oppressed, between the white exploiter and the exploited, between the white slave master and his 20 million ex-slaves. And where will all of this end?
All right, all right. That was it. That was it. Appreciate that, Brother Malcolm. Appreciate that. Man, see. See that? Yes, sir. I'm talking about, see, Brother Malcolm was telling y'all, like I said, did y'all get mad at Malcolm? Was y'all mad at Malcolm, right? When Malcolm was telling you this about these goddamn liberals, when he was telling you about, did y'all get mad at Brother Malcolm? See, y'all don't want to hear it today. I know y'all probably didn't pay no attention to it when Brother Malcolm was saying it because he was dropping some other stuff so heavy on you. You didn't want to believe it. You didn't pay no attention to it, right? Y'all just went along with because he was telling y'all that at that point in time, when under the honorable Elijah Muhammad, that the white man was a devil. That's all you paid attention to. But y'all didn't pay no attention to nothing else, right? He was trying to tell you the whole freaking time. So when that from 1965 or whatever, y'all been playing the game ever since. And Lyndon Baines Johnson, 50 some fucking odd years, you've been playing the game with the same folks. But then now when somebody else wake up and say, I ain't playing that game no more, I see what they doing. I'm going in the other direction. I'm not going down the left road. I'm going in the right direction. Like we talk about living righteous. So if we going down in a righteous road, now I'm not saying that didn't over there is the righteous road, but I want to go. Just using the language they kind of use left and right. So I want to go live righteous. I want to go down the right road. Huh? That now he got to be all kind of sellouts. He got to be this. He got to be that. Right? It's funny. You can be whatever party. You can be whatever you into. But when somebody no longer be join that with you, right? It's just like being in a goddamn game. When a person be in a game and he no longer want to be affiliated, right? Because he's trying to get his life straight. He probably got, you know, got in it at one time because he was pressured into it. Didn't know no better. because it was a neighborhood thing. You know, everybody in the gang, he grew up in the neighborhood. This was the gang of the neighborhood. They didn't want to get it, but he was scared to hell because he didn't want to get jumped on every goddamn day because, you know what I'm saying, that you had to be in it because you live in this particular neighborhood. This was this neighborhood gang, right? So you got in it, stopped from getting your ass whooped. But when you got a little older, you like, and got to try to move away, I'm not going to be affiliated no more. And then they find out you don't want to be affiliated no more. What they want to do, that they want to whoop your ass because you don't want to be affiliated anymore. Right? That's how some of y'all are with this Democratic Party shit. We don't want to be affiliated no more. So you want to beat us up. Right? You want to jump on us. Right? You probably won't even do a drive-by on us because we don't want to be affiliated no more. We got to get a beat down because we don't want to be affiliated with that no more. Huh? Oh, man. Let's get something, though, that he said that this was a slick conservative, probably Culture Freedom Radio, probably hiding under the skies of a conservative radio station. Now, we told you, which he didn't want to hear. But I don't give a goddamn what he didn't want to hear, y'all. Be honest. I don't give a goddamn what nobody want to hear no more. It's straight like that. Straight like that. People going to do what they want to do regardless. People say they want to hear the truth, but they don't want to hear the fucking truth. When that truth is about something that they into, they don't want to hear that shit, y'all. Go on, pass on. Talk about the next person and what they into. I don't want to hear that shit. I've been there myself, goddammit. I told y'all, I've been there. I didn't want to hear that shit when somebody was trying to tell me something about what I was into. But then, goddammit, as I kept on going, I ran right into it. Bam! Like, damn, that's what that brother was trying to tell me. What'd he say? You can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide because life, again, thing we was talking about again, like a brother told me, man, a long time ago, hey, man, nature bear witness to the truth. So your ass gonna run into it again, whether somebody tell you or what. If it fall out the sky and hit you in your goddamn head some kind of way, whatever that person was trying to tell you about and trying to help you, it's gonna fall in your lap some goddamn well, or you gonna run into it like a fucking wall somewhere. So you ain't got to accept it right then and there from that individual. But somewhere down the line, hopefully, y'all, hopefully, because it don't always pan out that way either. Hopefully, you will see it somewhere again. Anyway, so he said that we were somewhat a conservative, undercover conservative radio. Well, I told y'all, man, in that broadcast again, and I say it again. I call myself, y'all know I say I fall under the what we call the Israelite tradition. And I say Israelite tradition, and I ain't going to get in too deep into that. But, you know, I say I'm a Israelite, or some people the Hebrew Israelite. We say a Yehudadin, what, you know, I might hear people say Jew. And I just use this term like this, just to mess with people now. That's my thing. I try to do it to fuck with people on purpose now. I'm a black conservative Jew. That's just to fuck with your mind. Excuse my French, y'all. I know I'm sounding too harsh, and y'all said too cussing too much. But a black conservative Jew. Oh, you messed up. Oh, you really messed up in the head, black man. See, that's what I say, because you don't pay attention to word. You don't know word terminologies enough to understand what I just said. That's why I like to put it in those terms like that. Now, I'm a black conservative Jew. I know you was a sellout. Oh, you a damn Republican Jew. See that? That's the first thing they'll think. And they hid. Conservative has nothing always to do with a fucking Democrat or Republican. But anyway, and even some here, I can't share it now, damn, on this thing right here. Because I'm going to Student News Daily, because I'm going to break down these words again. I've done it before. And here on this thing, it says blue represent the Democratic Party, which generally uphold liberal principles, and the red represent the Republican Party, which generally uphold conservative principles. Now, even like I said, you look up conservative, they have a conservative party in Israel, they have a liberal party in Israel, and a lot of those other things. And it's basically damn near the same type of shit. You got the liberal parties in Israel, right? And they around there having rainbow flags and everything in Israel. Yeah, LGBT parades and parties in Israel under the liberal party. Same shit. Awfully funny. But they don't call themselves Republicans or Democrats. Same thing in UK and other places. I don't know about Africa. It may be. You might have some conservative. I'm not sure. But let's look at this word conservative. Since we had that label put on us now, and I say I'm a basically conservative, right? A conservative. And I basically say a black conservative, other than what y'all thinking as the Democrat or Republican Party, because I'm not with the Republican Party. Let me make that clear. I just use the term conservative. I used to say, before I even knew anything about politics, I used to say I'm a conservative. And really, people say, not my wife at the time, but I used to have people say, man, your ass is cheap. Boy, you cheap. I said, no, I'm not cheap. I'm just conservative. And I used to play with that word, you know, like basically saying that I don't just throw my money around. I conserve my money. You might call me cheap, but I'm just being conservative with my money. I used to just say that, not knowing a damn thing what conservative were or anything of that nature. They say I don't just go out here and just splurge my money just because I got it. I said, I'm not cheap. I'm just conservative. I used to play with it like that. But anyway, conservative believe in personal responsibility. Damn, they got me right there. Got me right there. I'm gonna read the definition of conservative. Conservatives believe in personal responsibility, and that's what I'll be talking about, sisters and brothers. When are we gonna start taking a responsibility, a lot of things, for our own action? No, we can blame a lot of everybody else, but at some time, like, we have to look at things and say, okay, where are the things that we are doing? What does it the factors play in what we are doing? Like, we talk about the crime in our communities. Now, we can say that the white man is the he's the foundation of it. You might say he's the foundation of it. He's the one that we wouldn't be doing this if he hadn't have brought us over here in slavery. He hadn't have done this. He hadn't have done that. Right. Okay. But you think about it, like I said, well, goddamn, hold up, man. He has that much of a stronghold us from way what happened 400 years ago or whatever. Come on, brothers and sisters, when are we going to stop the playing the game? It's just like looking at, okay, brother, you got control of your fucking life right now. It wasn't no white man that had the gun in his hand and pulled the trigger of another, but that was you standing over there, brother. And when you shot that brother in the head, I can't stand this N-word. Bam, bam, bam. There was another brother doing that. It wasn't no white man had the gun, and he wasn't standing there beside him. Shoot him, shoot him, shoot him. There was a brother had a disagreement with another brother with some dope or some a woman or something, and he was standing there. You nick, boop, bop, bop. There was another. Come on. So when are we going to start taking responsibility for our own action and stop, goddammit, always blaming somebody else? Like I said, it's easy to put the blame on somebody else than take that responsibility for yourself. So some things that we have to start taking responsibility for ourselves. Ain't nobody going to come in your neighborhood and clean your goddamn neighborhood up, you know, outside source. They shouldn't. They shouldn't, but we know sometimes we do. When you got paper and shit laying all over your neighborhood and your neighborhood is all trashed out, hey, man, that's y'all responsibility. Y'all the ones throwing that shit in the neighborhood, because you see it. People just ride down in their own neighborhood throwing paper all out the goddamn window. It's nasty because y'all did it. So you get mad when somebody come on the news and talk about how trashed out your neighborhood is. Well, shit, y'all get your ass out there and pick your goddamn paper up. Y'all did it. So take responsibility and go clean your stuff up. So, Conservative can take believes in personal responsibility, limited government, free market, individual liberty, traditional American values. Now, I see it's certain things, and then I ain't gonna say I agree with it all totally. Now, traditional American values, I say traditional. What are you? Traditional African values, tradition, African American or so-called black values. Now, I stand with that one on so-called as black. We had a value system, right? Whether we tell we came from Africa, whether we say we came out of Israel or what we call North Africa, I know some Israelites ain't gonna go with that because they don't consider that Africa, but whatever, hell, y'all. We had a traditional value system. So, and I believe in standing on that. So I just, you can cut out the American part, shoot, but I believe in traditional so-called black or African values, right? So I'm conservative on that. I don't believe in changing that. That's why I still believe or have that the value system of even believing in spirituality, which a lot of people on the planet Africa had a strong spiritual system or believing in a divine creator. That's my thing. So, hey, you don't have to, but that's what a tradition is. When I look at Africa, whether wherever part it was, that's my thing. I stand on that. I won't give that up. I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying out here with all this new age bullshit. That we don't find that in Africa, and you know what y'all say, historical Africa. So I'm conservative. I stand on those values. Bam. And now, but they have strong national defense. I believe in strong. How we should be having a strong defense for our own community, right? So I believe in that. So some things are changing around to fit us. But anyway, now they have here believe in the role of government should provide. Let me slow down. Believe the role of the government should be to provide people the freedom necessary to pursue their own goals. That's it. Give you the opportunity, provide, stand out of your way. Now make open the door for you, right? It should be your way to open the door for you to so you can pursue the freedom, whatever type of freedom you look at as freedom to you, because we may all have our own definition, our own meaning of what freedom is to us, right? And to be able to pursue our own goals, not set the fucking goals for us, as we might see the liberals try to do. And we're going to read the liberal thing. Now, conservative policies generally emphasize empowerment of the individual to solve the problem. That's why we say again, sisters and brothers, even what's happening in our community, we can't legislate what's happening with so-called black-on-black crime. You're not going to be able to legislate that morality, right? But we do have to empower our sisters and brothers, empower them with the right knowledge, and talk about what is happening and what they're doing together, bring it to the light. Bring it to the light so we can solve individually or as a collectively, as a so-called black people, solve our problems. Not wait on the government to do it for us, because they're not. They just going to make laws like they did, Clinton did with the crime bill, to more hurt you, just to incarcerate. Their answer would be just to lock y'all ass up, enslave you, because you know, even with dealing with, what was it, the 13th Amendment, something like that? Incarceration, catching a felony, right? So understand that. But let's look up liberal right fast, and I'm gonna get out of here because I wouldn't intend to be here that long. But I just want to come in here. So is no, we're not a fake black nationalist goddamn group. I don't even consider Culture Freedom to be a nationalist group anymore, because hell, I don't even see nationalism being espoused in our community or around the nation anymore anyway, because I don't see none of y'all, nobody espousing black nationalism. Because how in the fuck we gonna be a fake black nationalist group when, like, people like Warren, y'all running y'all ass behind the fucking Democrats anyway, right? You're not trying to separate, you're trying to incorporate, you're trying to assimilate. So it seemed to me that you, Warren, and whoever else like y'all out there, they're saying this bullshit, y'all are the ones who faking the fucking funk of black nationalism. You the one who faking the fucking front. I mean the funk. Goddamn, talking too fast, y'all. You faking the funk. But your freedom ain't got to fake a motherfucking thing over here. And when you want to say, and see, that's what I told y'all again, man, when they talking about when a brother, man, see, when a man, see, that's that masculine, toxic masculinity bullshit. See, when, and a lot of people know me from over the years, when listening to Culture Freedom, I just be passionate about it. Comes, I ain't mad. When I asked the brother about the question and he want to give me the fucking runaround, well, I didn't think I had to come in and answer no questions about Donald Trump. Well, wait a minute, Warren. You said, brother, you a talk show host. You should always be ready for questions. You should always be ready. What not? unless you one of them type of dudes who have to have fucking notes. You just have to go off footnotes all through the whole fucking show. Oh, that's why you couldn't answer my question, because you didn't have no fucking footnote. Didn't nobody write no shit out for you. Your shit is scripted, because you talk about we have quality. I have a quality podcast, and I bet it is when every fucking thing is scripted. That's why you couldn't answer me, because you couldn't read the fucking cue card that your master them or somebody else, your handlers gave you to fucking read. Huh? That's why you couldn't, because you can't think for your fucking self, because you didn't think nobody was going to ever ask you no fucking question like that. So you can espouse all the shit you want that you claimed your Judge Joe Brown was doing. But when somebody just asked you a question, brother, on a statement that you made, now you don't know how to answer. I wasn't expecting to. Well, don't expect to give out a fucking statement that you cannot back up. It ain't just because somebody may be with that other party. It's just somebody might want some clarity, Doc. And when you fucking come to Culture Freedom Radio, Doc, next time, and that's with anybody. Sometime I might not even ask the question, but you never know. Sometime I might ask. And a lot of times I have some questions in my mind. It's not that I'm going against something that a lot of y'all say. I ain't gonna even read this liberal shit today. It's not just that. It's just like for clarity, because you have to understand, it's more than just us on this radio show, this podcast. It's other people who's listening. Some people might be new to all of this. So when I ask a question, it may be this newcomer who's new to all of this. I want to ask the question for them, right? And it's just I'm making conversations and casual conversations to get you to elaborate more. Because we good at throwing out just general words and statements. But can you elaborate there, mister? Can you go into a little more detail, sir? How is it that person is racist? What did they do? He didn't, because a black sister or something asked him for his telephone number and he wouldn't go out with her. That makes him a racist. No, that ain't it, brother. That ain't it. Well, he racist, brother. Well, give me a little more information, because I don't really know what racism is. I'm new to all of this. You know, you got a lot of your new, what they call millennials, and a lot of people, they may be new to this. They don't know what my mother and my grandmother, them, what they was living in the heart of Jim Crow and picking cotton and all of this. They don't know probably what racism really is. So you got to explain it to a lot of these younger generations, these newer generations, because they don't see racism like we might see it, or understand racism like what we might think is racism. So you got to explain it, brother. Y'all got to break this stuff down. So, right? Y'all understand? Y'all get where I'm going? So what do you mean? What did he do? Well, see, he just talked. Y'all heard how he talked. You heard how he was talking about. Okay, I hear a lot of people talking fucking crazy. I hear black people talking crazy. So what that mean? Okay, just give me a little bit more. I need a little bit more than that. What did he say? What else did he say?
Well, man, you know, well, you know, what do you say about the shithole countries?
That was racist. That's all. Wait a minute. First of all, that's all you have. That's all you have, because somebody said something about shithole countries. Hell, we talk some, man, listen, I've heard some of us talk about our own, about black neighborhoods and this, that, and another, about other places in Africa. And I heard black people say some stuff about Africa. So that don't make them racist when other black people might say it themselves.
And them no fucked up ass Africa, man. All them flies flying around me, all that stuff.
I've heard that. So that didn't make them racist. That don't make the black people racist when they say it. I'm just trying to figure it out, y'all. I don't know, man. I'm just asking a question, brothers and sisters. I'm just trying to wonder and ask. Because, you know, that's what he said. He mentioned that. So I'm just trying to figure out, did that make a person racist? I thought it was more to that just than a statement. I thought racism was more than just a statement. I don't know. Is that right, y'all? Is it more than just a statement? Donald Trump. Is it more than a statement? How do you know a person is racist? I'm just asking y'all. I don't know. So what I like to say, just for me, I'm trying to find out. That's why I asked the question. What did he do? Give us more than that. And then when you see what happened, right? You see what happened. When you ask the goddamn question, what happened? They don't give you no goddamn answer. They don't give you no answer. He wasn't expecting to answer no question. Oh man. Hey, look, let's do something. Let's, since we already, you know, we considered to be Donald Trump.
Hi, Rex.
We already considered to be a Donald Trump front podcast, which I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm just strictly like
Bailey.
Oh my bad. I don't give a fuck what they say. You can say what they want. They can say we're a front group for this, or you're a front group for that. You can say, oh shit, y'all wrong. It don't make a difference because people are gonna think what they're gonna think. And but I'm just saying, hey, you with the damn party. Who didn't want you to have freedom? Who took your reparations away and all of that shit? But then now, well, I'm trying to find this one thing of what Donald Trump did, so-called announced racism. I'm trying to find this part right here, y'all. I'm trying to see. Since he said the guy, like Alpha Mayor said, we bring out the receipts. So let's bring out a receipt. And this ain't got shit to do with no really just Trump country. But I give a fuck, y'all. Let's see. Hold on, let me find the right part. That ain't it. Hold up, y'all. Hold up, there you go. There we go.
Including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a goddamn minute. Now, hold up. I thought, see, I'm going to say, see, and I'm going to hear up, y'all. But he said that we espouse right-wing talking points, right? And that's why I said the shit that he be espousing, a lot of people that say that shit espouse the same freaking thing from the left. He didn't denounce the KKK. He didn't announce the skin care. He didn't announce the races. That's why I'm just bringing his receipts out. It ain't got nothing to do with trying to clear the name for Trump. But when you see, it's about the talking points again. That's all it's about. This is about the talking points. See, when he said people espousing, it's the same bullshit that I was saying. He said he didn't espouse, he didn't do it. But what the fuck is he saying now? That's all I'm saying, y'all. Don't let these people try to play you. They try to put shit on you and say you making right-wing talking points when they are the main ones doing it. But I'm just going to just show it. Because they listen to like CNN and MSNBC, whatever, right? And then they listen to that shit and then they come on where you at
and regurgitate that shit. That's why, you know, y'all heard Warren say, well, I didn't think I was coming into Trump country. No. See, he thought that maybe he thought he was coming on a progressive radio, progressive or liberal left wing talk show, because you know why? Because he heard some so-called black people talking. And he just automatically thought we was down with the Democratic clique. He thought that's it. He thought we were down with the Democratic clique, even though Justice said he with the left. But he thought the whole thing was that. And he thought he could just say that shit and just walk away scot-free. Even if Justice wouldn't say he wasn't with the left, right? Even if he would. Still again, none of us could have been. We could have just been neutral. But still again. And he didn't know. I don't think he know. None of us were. But I think he lied. We could have been asking the same fucking question. And then another thing. Even with that, we still never did acknowledge that we were Trump supporters. He didn't ever hear me still saying that one time I voted for Trump. He didn't. Not on that show. So how did he know? Just because I asked a fucking question, he just automatically assumed, oh, this Trump country. Oh, because we questioned you on the racist statement from the shit you got from CNN and NBS, NBC. Oh, okay. I'm not supposed to be able to think and ask questions as another black man. I'm supposed to go with the black card. See, if you vote for Trump, you're not black. The Joe Biden thing. If you vote for Trump, you're not black. See, that's why we not black, a black nationalist podcast, because we just asked questions about the race thing. So that been, and we didn't play along with the races like this person's race. See, if I hadn't asked the question, we've been straight up a black nationalist thing. Just assume we was a black nationalist. But since I asked about racism, which the left them want black people to play the game with, so that made us a conservative Donald Trump front group. Because we start asking about racism. See, black, they want y'all to always get caught up in that paradigm and say, you ain't gonna pay no attention to shit else. That's just a trigger word to lock your mind up. Boom. So you ain't gonna hear nothing else. Once they say racism, your mind just frees up. Boom. And that's all you see from now on. Anything else that's happening, you don't see it. They going in your pocket, still in your wallet. Your wallet, you don't see it. They taking the necklace off your neck. You don't see it. They doing all kind of stuff. They taking all the furniture out of your goddamn house. You don't see it because your mind locked on racism. All you see is a goddamn dude with a Klan member with the mask on and a horse out there burning the goddamn cross in your yard. That's all you see. You don't see nothing else. You tunnel vision. Boom. Because they said the word racism. That's that goddamn the one what they do that shit, y'all. They put you under hypnosis. They got the little thing. They got a little chain in their hand. You got racism. That's how they putting you to sleep. They ain't got the pocket watch. They got a chain, a necklace, right? A string or something. And they got the word racism on it. And they swinging it in front of your eyes. Your eyes are getting heavy. You're feeling yourself going to sleep. You're feeling your good racism sleep falling upon you. So when you go to sleep, you're going to see racism. Think racism. Think right into your eye going back and forth, watching the word racism right in front of your eyes, just dangling. That's all the fuck you sleep. See, and so you being hypnotized, and now you don't fell asleep under racism, and you don't even understand what the hell has went on from right there, because why? You are under hypnosis. So you sleep like a mother sucker. Sleep tight. Don't let the racism bite.
Including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal.
That's enough. Appreciate it, Tony. That's enough. They don't need to hear no more. But I just want to throw that out. So we did have, that's the receipt I didn't have the other day. But I just want to throw that out, not to try to clear nothing up for Trump. He don't shit. He can do that on his goddamn own. But I just had to play that since we had to be conservative. And it was said that, you know, we didn't hear that part. I guess we didn't hear that part and he never said it. And I just, well, you know, hey, it is what it is, man. See, like I said, when they under hypnosis, the thing is swinging in front of their face. They don't see shit else. They don't hear nothing else. But I thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture of Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house, man, today. Just coming in here, man. It's Culture of Freedom Radio, a fake black nationalist podcast. Hell no, we ain't fake. We ain't fake. We ain't even, we don't goddamn it black nationalist podcast. How about that? Just tell you, I ain't got to fake it. That ain't what the fuck we are no more. Yeah, so we not faking it. Because I'm not claiming to be a black nationalist podcast. See, when you claiming to be something, then you're not living up to it, then you faking. I don't claim that shit. I don't claim to be that no more. Told y'all that shit. So I ain't got to fake being a goddamn black nationalist podcast when I'm telling you straight out, that's not what we are. Because hell, ain't none of y'all that no more. It's been hijacked. It's been hijacked anyway. So you ain't even no goddamn black nationalist group, because are you asking to be separate? Are you asking to be segregated? Huh? As even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad them said, segregate from this white man? Is that what you asking for? No, you ain't. You going to vote for that same old motherfucker that you said you don't like. You going to hope that you was asking to get your goddamn oppressor into the office, which was Joe Biden. So now, you bullshitting your own self. Yeah. Yeah. All right, y'all. We out of here. Culture Freedom has been in the house. What's up with you, Warren? Find another motherfucker to play with. Because you fucking with Culture Freedom, and that's the wrong motherfucker to play with. And I tell you, Warren, I know I'm sounding harsh, Elder. Excuse me. I got to do my number. You ain't never seen me when I got angry. Or when I got heated. So, I'm a goddamn lion, dog. Ain't no motherfucking kitty cat. I don't meow. I growl, motherfucker. So, when you hear a lion growl, get your motherfucking bitch ass out the way. Because that's how lions get down. You sick of you sorry, simp, weak mother suckers. Get your bitch ass out the way and let real men do what the fuck they got to do. You kitty cat motherfuckers.
See, I've been watching you for a while. Smiling stuff.
That's kind of shit Warren need to be playing right there. Some of that kitty cat music. We out of here, y'all.
You're gonna hear them conservative footsteps coming in the dog. Watch your step, watch your step. All right, y'all, we up out of here. Peace.
My mind just now and then, looking down dark corridors and wonders what might have been. Something up ahead. Should I keep the same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps, baby.
It's never been easier to get outside with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Stop by your local Academy store on Goodman Road at Pleasant Hill Road in Olive Branch. Or visit us online at academy.com and find everything you need for grilling, camping, biking, backyard fun, and more. Shop top brands like Pitbull, Schwinn, Hydro Flask, Pelican, and the new Magellan Outdoors Pro, all at prices you'll love. With in-store and curbside pickup available now. And with Academy's wide selection of great gear, get ready to have fun out there with the whole family.